Thank you. The incense was a perfect hit for that, too.
It was a perfect hit.
It was.
That incense.
With the...
The incest.
With the deep vocals.
Pull that mic up a little bit, Dave.
With the deep, deep vocals. Have you ever played with a didgeridoo?
A didgeridoo.
I feel like you'd be good at it.
I feel like that is only in movies. What's a didgeridoo? No. I didn't know that was a real thing. I thought that was...
The thing, the big wooden thing people play?
Oh, I need one of those. Oh, I know that. Yeah. I would love to play with one of those.
Oh, I feel like you'd be good at it. Just from you doing that, truly. I have a buddy who can
Bro, we should bust some tunes on the guitar.
Yeah, we should.
Have you ever guitared on a pod?
Never.
Bro, grab that thing. Let's go. Let's serenade everybody. Let's give everybody a warm welcome in. Everybody, let's take some deep breaths. Now is now. Are you going to be here or not? Ram Dass.
Ram Dass or Russ?
Ram Dass or Russ? Pick your poison.
That's awesome. Let's see.
Don't be nervous.
Song, acoustic song.
Oh yeah. Yeah, me and Davey are gonna make some mic type beats.
So here's the thing. I have never in my life learned a song on guitar, like someone else's song. And I've only made up all my own shit.
Oh, interesting.
I've never learned like anybody's.
Not even like Kenny Chesney or something like that? Yeah. Wow, really?
Dude, it probably like bands I listen to all the time. It probably would be useful to learn them, but
yeah, maybe.
I learned chords and stuff instead and just fiddled around.
Yeah, I just learned chords, bro.
All it takes, dude. I used to be so bad at guitar when I started. My friends were like guitar players and they'd be, please stop. Like, bro, just stop. Give up.
You're bad at anything when you first start.
Yeah.
That's the key.
True.
Is to keep going.
Absolutely. Dude, being bad is not a bad thing.
Keep becoming a beginner.
Yeah, honestly. And some people that are blessed when they start with things, it's like more power to you. Yeah. But I'm bad at everything when I start.
Not true. You're the greatest podcaster with 10 episodes on the planet.
Appreciate it. This is my bread and butter now.
This is your bread and butter, baby. This is mine, too. I'm realizing that.
Oh, dude, it's so fun.
Because, you know, I really like making music, too. But, you know, at a certain point, you go, okay, where is the Tao taking me?
Yeah.
What is the Wu way here? Like, what is flowing? Mm-hmm. And this is what's flowing.
I'm really enjoying it.
I'm really enjoying doing this with you.
Dude, I love it.
I think we should mention to people we're doing these at midnight.
Yes.
Like
Eastern time.
Yeah. Midnight Eastern time, bro. Yeah.
That's wild.
Well, because this is, midnight 6 p.m. Hawaii time, you know?
Ooh, okay. So we linked up. Our timeline's linked up.
Yeah, our timeline's linked up. Yeah.
You're going to bed at 3 a.m., which is normal for me. But
yes.
Like, Hawaiian.
I'm on insomniac time when I'm at Davey's house. You don't hear a peep in this house till 2 p.m., man.
This house is yours until 2 p.m.
I can throw a fucking party.
That is so,
jack off on the couch.
So funny.
All myself, man.
Dude, that's yours to have when we're sleeping. That's so fucking funny, bro. Yeah. I don't know, dude. I've been a gamer my whole life. That's what I've done forever. Mm. And that's just the time we all go to bed at and wake up, you know.
Yeah.
We stay up late and game. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And I have jobs where I have to wake up at 7 a.m. all the time. Like, I've done it for years, and a weekend would come by and I'd switch right back and just be all of a sudden back to staying up at 1.
Yeah.
You know?
Wow.
Built like this.
That's just
it's all the Mountain Dew from when I was a kid still flushing around somehow.
Oh my god, bro.
Dude.
I can see it. It's in your pores. It comes oozing out.
I love when we talk about like, oh yeah, like we drank soda as a kid. People are like, what? You're like, dude, where we're from.
Midwest.
Yeah, that's what you gave, like giving a 2 liter. Like, here you go. Good luck,
Our
kid.
Moms were like, water's gross.
Who drinks water? There's Mountain Dew in the fridge.
My fucking growing up, my refrigerator was, as a kid, was just stocked with pop. And people say, you know what's funny? After living in Santa Barbara, I realized when we say pop, there's people just look at, they don't even know what you're talking about. they only call it soda.
Yeah,
they don't know it's called pop. So I've adopted. I call it soda.
Same,
now.
Same.
I'm a California bitch.
I don't call it pop. I haven't in a while because no one knows the fuck you're talking about.
I know, right? But growing up, it's like pop.
Everyone knew.
Pop, yeah, pop, pop. Dude, our parents are fucking insane. Why would they let us do that,
dude? And just candy like that. Oh, you're hungry? Here's Wendy's 3 nights in a row. Like that's how it was. To think that I turned out this way makes no sense. So, like, if I can do it, anyone can. I haven't drank pop in years. I can't imagine drinking a Mountain Dew.
Bro,
I can't fucking imagine.
No, there's no reality in which that could ever happen for me. It could never. It could never. Bro, I would be on my Wim Hof trekking through the desert for 40 days with no water shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
There's no reality in which I drink Mountain Dew.
Bro.
You know, I'm traveling to India. People talk about like Delhi Belly and all this stuff. I'm like, yo, I'm not eating. I get to practice my fasting. Ooh. I'm not eating until I get the fuck out of the city. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know what's funny? Like these days I find myself like demonizing the real disciplined but I think all the years of being disciplined is embedded in my pores now. It's in my DNA.
Yeah,
like I'm just a disciplined person.
I like that,
you know. Mm-hmm. And it's effortless. It's not like I'm thinking about it. It's just part of my
so
flow.
It's not
now
forced. Yeah,
it's not forced. It's just like there's no,
it's your habit. Who you
yeah
are now.
Man, like I can go a couple days without food and it not be like freaking out. Yeah, you know. Yeah. Like I can do stuff.
Yeah.
It feels good to be able to do stuff. It's empowering.
Controlling the body.
To be able to do stuff, you know? It's cool, man.
A few days without food, honestly, when I used to eat the way I used to, like eating bread and stuff, I literally can't eat bread. I don't eat anything like that at all. I don't fuck around. What we ate earlier is as far as that
right,
would go.
I don't do
like,
that.
That's, yeah, really that was ever, partying.
Yeah, tortilla. I know, a tortilla's partying.
Yeah, yeah. But no, I seriously like get sick feeling. It's terrible, dude. And so I think traveling for like if you were just coming off of eating fucking Jimmy John's, like we were talking about earlier, like people are still eating Jimmy John's, you know?
Bro, but, have fun in hell.
Dude, yeah, that's a fucking sin where I'm from, bro. My world right now. But yeah, I would be feeling like shit. Those people can't last a few days.
They can't even last a few minutes not busting, son. Dude, that was fucking wacky, that shit we were watching last night, huh?
Oh,
I was up
dude.
Till 3:30 a.m. last night watching.
That's our,
thing. watching like Dark Side of Podcasters.
Yeah.
These like little documentaries.
That's what we do at night. We go, it's like our drama.
Yeah,
like,
this
we go
is what
look
me and
up celebrity.
So every day, this is what we do. I don't hear from him till 4 p.m. And then we smoke. And then we... And then he, like, disappears again and goes and does his thing. You know, he's got a family. He's doing his thing. And, like, they are nocturnal. So they're, like, you know.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's weird. I don't know. But
it's like vampires.
I was telling Mackenzie about it. She's like, that sounds nice.
Yeah, she's they're resting?
Well, she's a she's like, a big afternoon person. You know, she's like, I'm at my best in the afternoon.
Right, right,
I get
right.
rolling in the afternoon, which me, I think I'm at my prime normally, like, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Early,
you know,
yeah.
Like I'm a like a 10 a.m. dude. I could run a marathon at 10 a.m.
Yeah,
you know, 4 p.m.
No. We're getting to like yawning hours for you when we bring you here,
dude.
You've been digging deep. You've been doing great,
dude. I'm on a wave. This is wild.
It's a different energy, right?
Yeah, I'm just like editing videos all day.
Oh, dude, I love it. And doing podcasts late, I like doing them both. I like doing them in the morning too. Just like. Yeah, all jokes aside, I fucking have to wake up at 8 a.m. all the time. Like, you know what I mean?
No, you don't.
I for a minute.
Yeah.
And then,
no, you do.
Yeah, yeah. I have to. I
put
have to be, like,
on.
Active. Yep. I have to be active. It's not much. So when you work from home, like, you just have to be up.
Davey's job is ridiculous.
Yeah, you just have to work. This is, people want to get out of 9 to 5, work from home, you know?
Start there. Because then you're in, like, for example, like.
Yeah, that's just
an outlet.
Even though
you still have a job, you're sitting here in your creative space all day.
Exactly. Like, I'm up, but I'm not, like, up like someone is at the office running
around.
You're
not at the factory standing there doing shit. You're, like,
I'm in my computer chair.
You can sit there and film a TikTok or something, you know?
Like, I can go to bed at 3 a.m., wake up at that 8 a.m. like that, and be chilling all day for a minute, you know?
It's dope. The time thing. Dude, I haven't had a job in years.
I know. It's so
like
put,
something
because
where
you
I
are
had
the
be,
job now.
Where I had to be, you know? Yeah. I've just been like making shit up. You
That's
know?
Your job, though.
What's that?
That is your job.
What is?
Doing your life. Like making clips and stuff. What? Yeah. Not making clips, but you know?
Just whatever I'm up to, you know?
Yeah. That becomes, dude, that's the best, bro. That's the ultimate goal. And to fucking, you know, file that down to perfection. Do you think that people get to where that, like, that's it? Like, you take steps to it. I know we've talked about this. You're all for, like, just going for it and, like, go. But some people are truly, like, scared and they, like, have to climb out of their net of a job. Do you think there's, like, a pathway?
Of course.
Of course.
It just doesn't work for me.
Right. Well, no, you did your pathway. That's what it is, isn't it? You just have to do your pathway.
It's whatever works for you. Like, going all out might send most people into a fucking panic attack.
Right.
You know
what
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think you need to be. I think if you're going to try to make the exit from your job, it really starts within. I think you got to get really fucking grounded in who you are and what your actual mission is, or else you're going to fold like a cheap chair.
Right.
You know, you're a month in and your clips are getting 2 likes and you're like, fuck this.
You know
what I mean? And you're like, because it's not true. It's not coming from like a deeply passionate, grounded place. So the exit from the job starts within.
Yeah.
Find out who the fuck you are, what you're here to do. If you don't know exactly, that's fine. Who knows actually who they are? But get an inkling. Get some sort of
find
direction.
Out what you like.
Get something to aim towards. Like find out what you're curious about. Find out what inspires you, what gets you excited to talk about. You know, like when you sit down with your friend, what can you just not stop talking about?
Right.
You know, go in that direction. Go in that direction. Start building something. And then make the exit slowly but surely. If you're going to do it that way, you have to be disciplined.
Because, dude,
you gotta realize they have you trapped.
Right.
You're in a corner. You're relying on them. Yeah. You're in a corner.
Yeah.
I'm just calling it like what it is, right?
No,
so you have to realize that, and you have to stay very. I mean, if I was gonna make the slow exit for my job, I think I would probably like have some sort of like hour, 2 hour like meditation a day,
right.
You know, where I'm like serious. Like you gotta be fucking rooted, bro.
Yeah, find out what
or
this
else
is
you're
about.
Just gonna get lost in the fucking combine of waking up and doing it all over again, you know?
Right. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's a good explanation.
It's a good clip.
See,
that's what I think. Like, you know, when I meet somebody, seriously, when I meet somebody, a stranger, and we end up like talking, it turns into like an hour-long social media like mastermind.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because like I'm genuinely interested in it.
Oh, for sure, bro.
I love it.
From the get.
Yeah, I couldn't have pulled it off if I didn't love it.
Nope.
That's
literally everyone has to find out what they truly love.
Right.
And it's crazy because you can do what you love to make a living.
Yes.
In any sense. It doesn't have to be anyone's path or everyone has different fucking hobbies.
Right.
Dude, I know this kid who recently quit his job and started truly selling his paintings. And it is phenomenal how much this kid is selling these fucking paintings. Oh, dude, I'll show you him later. It's crazy.
He's from around here?
No, I just know him on Instagram.
Oh.
And his name's Matt. But, dude, this kid,
Literally, it's like they're 150, but I see like 7 posts a day that he sold them. And he went from talking to me about wanting to quit his job. And like I witnessed it. I was like, dude, good for you.
That's awesome, man.
When the passion becomes the... Dude, there's so many
quotes for it. That's your reality this year, you know?
Oh, for sure. That's what the goal has always been.
Dude, there's no reality in which...
I've kind of tricked myself into thinking that I like working. Like, I've always kind of bring it up, and I'm like, do I, though? Yeah. You know?
Well, dude, it's like... Here's the thing. We talked about it on the podcast from the other night.
Oh, for sure.
It's like being happy and content with... Like, and like you're grateful. Mm-hmm. You're like, dude, I got a great situation. You're fucking taking care of a child and your woman, and you guys have a great life, beautiful home. You're chilling, super fortunate, bro. Yeah. You're chilling. You're fucking on weird chat rooms all day, you know?
What the fuck, dude?
You're like,
chill, bro.
That's so fucking funny.
He's on AOL chat rooms, dude. On the Wayback Machine. That's so funny.
But you know what I mean?
No,
but,
for sure.
But
for
at
sure.
the same time, you're moving towards this other reality.
I'm like gracefully stepping out instead of some harsh, like, I'm going for it, jump out.
Dude,
I'm like,
father.
I'm walking out with style. I'm my way of it. Yeah. No, definitely. For sure.
When I'm talking like the mad shit is like to like the 19-year-old dude.
Oh, 100%.
I'm like,
yeah, I don't
idiot,
relate with
you know?
That.
Get
that
out
part.
Of here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dude, 100%. And I was like that when I was younger, too. Like, I was fucking. When I don't know how you were at 19, but for a minute I was driving all around the country, dude. I was
were
pumped
you?
About it.
Yeah.
Professional gaming, you know?
Yeah. No, at 19, I was my biggest excitement as 19 was like driving a couple hours to like a new gym.
Oh, right. You were already working out hard.
Oh, bro. 19, that was like my prime.
That's hilarious.
Dude, at 19?
Bro,
I looked. Like,
I would love
shredded.
To see us 19 next to each other. I would be like an Ethiopian kid.
You're cracked
with like
out.
A scene haircut. Oh, my God, bro. Oh, that's so fucking funny to think about. I don't know why I imagined it as, like, cutouts on the wall, too. So I, like...
Cutouts? What do you mean?
Like, if I could see tall you and little me, like, I took a picture
cardboard
from...
Cardboard cutouts?
Oh, dude. Oh, dude. The weed we smoked earlier is too much.
Bro, that was... That joint, like, that hit stronger than any joint we smoked. It was those... It's the papers.
It's the papers.
This company...
It's the papers.
This company called Field Trip Rolling Papers. They sent me 3 packs of these rolling papers, and they're organic, and they're different designs. And
dude,
we smoked the psychedelic one. It's all, like, purple and red.
It's like roses, it looks like, almost.
Like, I can't even...
Is it roses?
Roses?
I thought so.
Here, look, that's not roses.
Yeah, I was.
It's just like psychedelic.
That's when you know you're too high, when you think this is roses, dude.
Dude, that one looks different than the other one. That's fucking dope, dude. I don't know if you guys can see these.
Bro,
these are insane.
These are roses in my mind. I love them. These are beautiful.
Bro. The sun?
Dude, don't panic. It's organic. And that's the first thing I brought up about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
That's this is
they're
yeah,
doing something right, bro.
Legit. Yeah,
the sun. And then I sent another one
super
I don't like as much, but it's the leopard one.
It's a leopard one.
Leopard print rolling.
That's
papers.
For a special girl.
Dude,
out
that's
there.
Snazzy, bro.
Dude,
that's like
yeah.
bougie.
That's dirty, dude. That's me and my girl smoking that. I don't care.
Smoking it out of her bunghole.
Bro. And like a fucking 1980s bedroom, you know?
1980s
bed.
1980s. The worst, bro. 1980s beds are the worst.
I think like 1960s. 1980s. It's like our parents' bedroom. Oh my God, dude.
Dude, I had champagne. I went and got a massage before this. And after we get done, they're like,
I need sunglasses.
She's like, would you like some chamomile, some water, glass of champagne?
I'm beat up over here, please.
I said, I'll take a champagne.
Yeah, that's
like
awesome.
A mimosa or just a champagne? I'm like, I'll just have champagne.
Hell yeah.
They give me a big glass, too, man.
Dude, that place is doing it right.
Do you have any champagne?
I don't.
Oh,
no.
Debbie!
Yeah. Nope. They're like, oh, he won't drink Mountain Dew, but he's sipping champagne.
Bro, you know what's funny is like I never drink but like, when I had to phase when I was in my back room in 2020 making a bunch of music, alcohol, I liked drinking. I liked not beer, never get into beer, but like whiskey. I loved drinking whiskey while I was making the music.
Just felt
and,
right.
Podcasting with a little alcohol. Like, dude, it's fucking midnight, bro.
Right,
like
right.
This is
after dark.
My life isn't normal. Like, right. I'm not on a normal schedule.
You're
you know,
partying,
it's like, dude, I'm here for just a couple weeks and I'm heading to Asia on this crazy adventure. Who gives a fuck, bro? I'm being so productive. Dude, I'm literally pulling in the big, huge brand deals. I'm posting six clips a day on everything. You know, Soldier podcast page. I got all going. I'm posting every day on YouTube. I'm productive as fuck.
Well, then to be fair, you're also making it sound like you've been drinking every day.
I'm not drinking. No, I'm not drinking.
Like,
that glass of champagne to me is like.
Oh, right, right.
And
no,
we drank the other night.
For your birthday.
Like, we were on my birthday and we drank that wine. It felt good.
Oh, for sure.
I like
for
that.
Sure. Yeah.
No, it's just not my, it doesn't
it's
do
never
it for
been
me.
My thing, no.
It just doesn't do it for me. It's not something that I could, like,
it's
get
not,
lost
yeah,
in. Like, I do it,
never,
I would do it
bro.
Two nights in a row, maybe,
like,
and then
fuck.
Be like,
no. Man.
No, two nights in a row is, like, I could, like, that's rough.
Yeah.
If I do it two nights in a row.
I always feel for people, like, especially, like, you know, being a recovering addict and stuff when they're addicted to alcohol, because it's like the one, even though I've been fucking, like, you could say, okay, this kid's addicted to alcohol, but I was just doing everything. So I'd be drinking for a month, you know, back when I was younger. But like, to me, it was never like the one I couldn't just like turn off and be like, ugh. Like, and I haven't drank forever. It's not in my life anymore. It's never going to be like that again. Yeah. But man, imagine people that just drink every single day. Like, that's a different, like you said, it doesn't vibe with you, but when it does vibe with you, it's something. That demon looks weird, you know?
Yeah. Oof. Bro.
If you think about it, like, of what that entity looks like, man, it's a fucking spooky one.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
With me, but with
right
people I'm close with.
Oh, for sure, for sure. Yeah, dude, that's, I mean, and tons of people have that story, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
God it's bless you.
God bless him, dude. Fuck.
Vietnam but. Flashbacks.
Vietnam flashbacks. That's so funny. But, and then it's unfortunate because, you know, it's also like something so. That's the thing about it. It's the ones that are tricky that'll get you are like the ones that are socially acceptable and fun. And a lot of people can just get by with it. But it's also this one that like will just pull some people in. Like it's like got a whole different plan. And I think that's what makes it so dangerous.
Yeah.
And I get why people are anti for it at all. Even like, you know, it's like, oh, you shouldn't drink at all. I'm like, I get it, but I'm still going to once in a while.
I just could never live life rigidly. I could never have any like, dude, there's nothing's permanent, bro. You know what I mean? Like, so saying I'm never going to do this,
that's
that'll never happen. Yeah. I only do this.
All right,
shut
right.
Shut the fuck up, bro.
That's
you can
true.
Try to keep that up, but it's exhausting, dude. Fucking, you're fine, man. You haven't, you know, you're like, you're doing everything right. Nope, can't drink. Huberman says it's not good for my pH levels.
Yeah.
You know?
And if you're someone who really can't drink, then that's fine.
That's
too.
Fine.
That's different. But you're just, we're talking about like the people that are just
like you're literally,
we have to be
you're
perfect.
Having a worse time in life because you're not having those two drinks on the weekend.
I would never try to smoke weed. You're like, what the fuck, dude?
What?
You know? Or they're like, I would never smoke weed.
There's
like,
people that we just do it for.
True, true, true.
Unfortunately, I feel bad
right,
for them.
Right.
I feel bad for them, bro.
Dude, 100%. Yeah, that sucks. It's like God's gift to mankind for the most part.
You're totally missing out. If,
you're
you know,
totally missing out. What's wrong with your brain if that doesn't
a good alternative? I would if I didn't tolerate cannabis, I would definitely eat mushrooms every day, microdosing.
Mm. Yeah, I think.
I mean, I like depends. To do both, but if cannabis doesn't work for you and you're drinking alcohol and you're trying to quit, you know, I would try microdosing.
This is really what like my indulgements are now. I like smoking weed, and I like doing a macrodose at least once. It used to be three times a year. It's at least once a year now, like a big one where it's just me or whatever going into the deep end and then microdosing. Like, honestly, I normally only microdose like randomly in the winter. I feel like it's like when people get seasonal depression, I'm like, this is
interesting. I do that.
And you
too.
Become useful, buddy. In the summer, I'm kind of not really. I don't know. I don't really do it much.
Well, I do it at all months.
At all,
dude. I did it for like 10 months straight.
Really?
And then I stopped. Then I'm back on it now.
So. 0.2 lion's mane, 0.2 psilocybin.
Yeah, 200 milligrams, maybe 400, maybe 600 milligrams, you know, maybe three or four of them bad boys, you know.
Yeah. Have you ever had so fucking fun? Eat three or four of those bad boys, get it up there a little bit.
And then smack up a whole cone of pink Jesus to the face at 8 a.m. at Handlebar.
Oh, my God. That's a different whole universe you're in at that point.
Literally.
Without a doubt. But when
still
I was
being productive, because I know there's somebody listening, be a productive member of society.
That's not even shit,
dude.
No,
I'm just
most
fucking
part.
Around.
That's like just getting in that a little bit.
I'm just you're fucking around, bro.
But dude, so you know, like when you make like, if you make your own, it's like 0.2 lion's mane, 0.2 psilocybin, 0.2 non-itch niacin. A lot of the times, I would make just full 0.6 psilocybin too.
Yeah,
and then sometimes take those.
Oh, this is the best,
dude. I've taken one and been like, are we really getting here? Is this where we're going? Like,
bro, so many times.
Like, dude, this was not the plan, you know?
Yeah.
And that's like, I truly took one.
Yep.
Like, what's up with me today?
Bro.
One time Gabby looks at me and she's like, I'm starting to see like mushrooms look like. I was like, I know what you mean, but that's so fucking crazy to say.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I'm starting to see, like everything looks like them, like a mushroom.
Jeez.
In the dark.
I lost it, Dave Stern.
You lost it, my bad. I might have.
No, it's okay. It's not your fault. Don't worry about me, Brad.
That's it.
I was just at Chipotle. This chick just kept apologizing. I was like, what are you sorry for?
Really?
You know?
She's like burning all your food. She's like, no, I'm actually sorry.
No, our quesadillas were fire.
Oh, dude, true.
No, she was actually very nice.
She's just being overly polite.
No, like we, people in our society just say sorry all day. Mm-hmm. Like people are just apologizing all day for existing.
Right.
They walk around the corner. Sorry, dude, you're just walking
around the
corner.
I bumped into you.
I didn't know you were there. You didn't know I was here. What are you sorry for? You know, it's
why is that the word that everyone uses?
Man, and you're casting a spell. You're casting a spell that you are wrong, that you're fucking up all day long when you're just existing.
Ooh. You're like, all you did was turn the corner.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse
me is a much better word.
You know, excuse me. Or, you know, like, and like, instead of like, oh, sorry, I'm late. Thank you so much for being patient. You know, you make it like, man, our boy Terrence, like, every podcast comes back to Terrence, but you know, he was like, we need to find a new way to communicate.
Yeah.
And that's just something that comes naturally to me. So. That's something that's fun to talk about. You know, just little ways that you can change the way you communicate can have a massive impact on your life, on the way you're received by people, on the way you interact with people. And it's not in a fake way either. It's not like salesman-y, like trying to manipulate language. It's just not living in this like droopy doopy state all day. Sorry, it sucks.
My bad.
Piece of shit. Oh God, I'm so stupid. Oh my God, I'm sick. I'm so tired. People are saying this stuff to themselves all day. That doesn't even feel. I can't even.
I don't
believe
feel
I just
good.
Said that.
Say,
I can't. Even,
yeah.
I don't say.
I don't
that
claim
stuff,
that
man.
Energy.
I don't claim any of that. I don't say that shit. But I had to make a point that that's how people are walking around.
Dude, so do you? I mean, obviously, most people have heard about how it. People truly believe like words are spells. Do you think
they are?
Is it like a as above, so below type thing? Is it energy or like what? Like what is that? Like,
let me tell you something. I got a download. Well, I mean, this is probably like a common thing, but I'm just saying I didn't read it. But it came to me. It was like, dude, words represent feelings.
Right.
Think about the root of a word. Why somebody would come up with a word in the first place.
Is
to represent
is
a
word.
Feeling,
yeah.
A feeling associated with that experience or that object. Ooh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And because it's really all just coming back to feeling is what I'm realizing. This whole human experience is just about feeling. So language is rooted in feeling. So if we can come into feeling, then we can start to construct and deconstruct language on like a whole new level.
Which is the feeling, you know, like that's so crazy.
It's pretty cool.
There's so much to unpack with that, literally. And since you brought up Terrence McKenna, you know, he talks about like the machine elves. He says when he goes there, like they're trying to teach you that you can create objects with your voice.
Yeah.
And that's back to what it really is. The feeling is the object almost here in this world. And that's what we're literally doing. Like we're just trying to evolve communication.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking weird though. And so what I was getting at though is like, do words truly hold power? And like, if you really are saying, man, I don't feel good. Or if you start saying, I'm getting better, or I'm, you know, I feel fine, you know, whatever, just even a positive statement instead. Do you think that truly changes something?
1000%.
Really?
1000%. 1000%. There's a first grade teacher who loves my podcast, and he tagged me in a story of him at like 7 a.m. before the students came in. He's got my podcast on his laptop, and he was talking about, he's like, all right. He's like, this is classic. We do this every year. He's like, in this jar, we got our, this is our love jar. It was an apple. It was an apple. And it was the one, and every day all the kids would speak love to that apple. And in another jar, there was an apple. It was the hate jar. Ooh. And they would speak hate to it. And the hate one rots far quicker.
Truly.
Far, really.
There's like a part of me that's like, is there a reason other than that? You know, a scientific reason. That's where my brain gets like stuck.
Okay, well, that's just one thing.
Right.
I feel that with my own true experience.
That's what I'm going with. You know what
I mean? My own experience
when I
tells
bring
me
it
that.
Back,
I was just saying a fun example.
Dude, it's 100% true for sure. And there are tons of examples like that. That's beautiful though. Did he update you on the apple?
Soul
like,
of Jare.
Fucking 300 hates in, and look at this thing. Beat the shit out of
him.
Take physical punches from it, you know? The other one's growing, the love one.
It's sprouting. It's a tree. It's a tree. Like, it's bearing fruit already.
Holy shit, it is real. Someone's still like, I don't know if that's what it is. That's how I think a lot of people are, and I do get like that sometimes. To where I'm like, is it that, or is there a scientific explanation? But then it really just comes back to like, no shit. No shit, like being positive, and even words are that they hold weight. And you know, if you're pissed off all day and you're saying those words, no shit, it fucks you up.
Bro, we're in a magical realm, you know.
Literally.
This is a magical realm where anything goes.
Stranger than fiction.
The only limits are the ones you place on yourselves. Anything goes in this realm. I can't fly. Bro.
You can
hop into different dimensions. Fuck flying. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
and you might fly you
can,
those.
Yeah, bro. You can play with this reality like in wild, wild ways. The more you open, it's just about deprogramming all of the conditioning, coming back to a childlike state. You know, in the Bible, when it says to be, you know, I'm not going to get the words correct, but it's like to enter the kingdom of heaven, you must be born again.
Right.
As a child.
Have the heart of a child. Or
I'm in the kingdom of heaven because I was born again. Like,
right.
I died. You know what I mean?
Right.
I literally did.
You're a child.
You had that. You had that in your life, too.
Right.
We've died. We've had deaths within our life.
We're somewhere else
where
now.
Where you go to rock bottom.
Yeah.
And you definitely. And you come out on the other side, and it's you build this whole new life that's rooted in authenticity and love and truth and...
Yeah, I love that. So do you think that from the Bible is like a metaphor for that it's like just to be reborn within this life?
Bro, 100%. None of that shit's literal.
Right. It is literal just in this sense. But yeah. That's
not, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not, it's
they're
like.
Not like your head has to, you know.
No, bro. I don't want to shit on Christianity podcast.
How about this? We'll switch it up. All right, you said this is a magical dimension. We'll go deep with this a little bit. What does Jarrett think this dimension is? What do you, like, you truly just woke up here one day. You have no idea what's going on. No one knows, right? What do you think this is?
Wow, David. I mean, dude, that's a big question. I mean, in simple terms, it's just another realm.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to drop my body and continue on one of these days.
For sure. But also, what
and,
is this?
Yeah, not yeah, but. Yeah, and, yeah, true. And listen, Terrence, again, it is absurd to assume that a talking monkey should have the keys to the universe.
Yeah, yeah.
That should understand the universe. Why right. should we understand? So you know, Terrence's whole message was stop trying to understand, just feel. That's yeah. And by the way, that's not just Terrence. That's literally the message of Taoism. That right. is Wu Wei.
Because no one that knows what this is. No one knows.
So. Zen is letting go of the questions, not yeah. finding the answers. Right.
Feeling it.
You're not finding answers. You're just letting go of the questions. You're just feeling into it and riding the wave.
Yeah. And that's another way to say you don't know what it is. No.
Yeah, no, I don't know anything, bro. I don't know.
No
anything.
One does, but I do like it's still fun to play with think? Questions.
The fuck do you think?
I don't know, dude. I've thought about it a lot. You think it's, it you? Could be like a training, like you're going through some sort of training for an awakening, like a video game, you know? It could be a video game. It could mean, you know, it really, I think what happens in like my psychedelic trips, I get to like around this area where I'm, you know, playing with these thoughts and I go down the hole letting go and everything. But it really comes back to like, whatever this is, it like it means it almost means nothing because it's not going to exist forever, right? Uh-huh. Like nobody we know and love will ever live forever. It's all of this will be gone one day, so to speak, but it still matters so much to us. And like to me, it just feels like a little like set up, like this isn't just so random and natural. It seems like this was something more than that. And I know that's like a very human thing to think, like this is about us, and that's where, you know, religion really starts powering in.
I know, but when you look at the rest of nature, there's just nothing like us.
Right, exactly. Right.
It's so weird.
And even so, it's like whatever all of it is, whatever the universe is, whatever you are, it's like still what in the fuck? Why does something exist at all? You know, from nothing
we
that doesn't
sit on
make
toilets.
Sense.
Toilets. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's crazy.
It's weird.
We build houses. We change.
Sunscreen.
We change our environment, and you know.
Yeah. Oh, dude. We've gotten to the point where we are the stewards of. I mean, humans have always been the steward of the earth, but now we're like the fate of the earth is in our hands. It's up to us on whether all the ecosystems collapse and.
So if reincarnation, if you know, World War III broke out and we blew up the whole thing, because they say we could blow up the world over and over again with nukes, where do we reincarnate? You know, dude.
You know what's funny? I'm not really into like this kind of stuff, but when
Direct.
Well, when I, so I've talked to Evan, and Evan's like. Read these books of the like that he's very like convinced on that really resonate with him
in reincarnation
about these like people who channel these messages about reincarnation in other realms, like a Dolores Cannon,
right?
Do you know
right,
her
right. No, okay, but the name,
like mediums,
okay,
you know?
yeah
and all of them say Earth is the best realm. Like, that's where you go after you've, I mean, there are realms in which you can only move.
2D?
Yes, sideways.
Yeah, you like Mario.
There are realms where you're like a big block and you're like very like stationary and like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
And like you're a human on Earth. You can go swim in the ocean. It's insanity.
The video game
upgrade. You can
upgraded.
Fly in an airplane, you know? It's like...
Bro, this shit feels more and more like a video game kind of.
It's a video
day.
Game. Yeah. 4,000%.
Yeah, I think we made it. I think that's what I'm getting at. You know, Terrence McKenna has that quote. He said, just imagine the universe as you and all your friends, you and your best friends made it, and you have the best time.
That's the way to go.
You know?
Well, you know, in The Matrix, when Neo, like... gets behind all the machines and stuff, there's a human on the other side.
Right. Right.
He's the one who made it.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Woo! You know, Duncan Trussell actually has a thing on that as well about like this being the best realm. And he talks about like, of course, that's another thing a human would say. This is the best realm, the human realm, because you have free will and blah, blah. So in the Tao and Buddhism, it's called the middle way. And there's actually like a path, and it's like I might fuck this up, but basically we're in the human world right now, right? Then we go to God world where we become gods, and you'll have every desire ever, and that's after you die. And or is it literal, or is it within this world? You know, that's two different arguments. But and then the next one is the jealous god, where all of the gods start becoming jealous of each other, and then they end up becoming animals. So then you become an animal. Like, and then it's back to you. And dude, but why did these people write this shit back in the day? You think it's just because it's more metaphorical, right? Like, it's so goofy. I love you, dude. That's so funny.
Well, it is.
I'm probably explaining it goofy too, but like, if someone's really deep into Buddhism and they say it, it might sound a lot cooler, obviously. But still, it is goofy. At the end of the day, it's goofy.
Bro.
It's all goofy.
It is. It's all goofy. That's just as goofy as fucking Moses.
Yeah. Moses sounds like a shaman to me almost. You know? Like, he was just a badass, and people like end up changing the stories. Like, no, this motherfucker split the ocean. Could you imagine? Dude. Oh, and people are like, no, it literally happened. We're not going to go down this path.
We're not going to go down this path. It's so hard. We're not going to go down this path. We love you to the Christians.
I played Dungeons and Dragons, so.
I played drums in the church band for 10 years.
Oh, it's so funny, dude. That's funny to see. You were just up there drumming.
Shredding.
To Jesus music.
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
That's how you end up here, you know?
Hail, hail, line of Judah. Hail, hail, line of Judah. Dude.
What kind of church did you go to?
Non-denominational Christian. So, like, we had, like, electric guitars. It was I was on a full drum set, you know?
They made it fun. That's why you were there.
Well, I was there because I fucking indoctrinated, you know? Yeah, dude, sure. I was there, like, the first week I was born church.
Same.
My grandparents like were there when they started the church in like 1911. Oh, shit. You know, that kind of shit.
You guys were like a household name.
Oh, bro, there were like two rows that were just like reserved for my family.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so fucking funny and crazy. Yeah. Church is nuts.
Dude, it's very cult-y.
They don't pay taxes, like.
Oh, dude, they're fucking thieves.
Yeah. Bro. The guy's son in Scientology, his name's David, and he got them not to pay taxes. So, like, he's like a king now. But, dude, when I used to work at, like, this furniture store fucking forever ago, these people would come in and be like, hey, we're buying a couch, but it's for the church. And I'm like, is it, bro? And they went, and then I had to fill out all this shit for them not to pay taxes on it.
Wow.
Because they're like, we're buying this couch for this church. I'm like, let me guess, you're getting a bed next week for the church? Like, dude, a fucking TV?
Dinner table?
Yeah. It's all starting to look just like a house in here. I would love, dude, this is so off the wall to say, but I would love to buy a house and make it a church. They're so beautiful to me.
What? A church?
Churches? Like a big, beautiful.
Well,
like,
you said buy a house and make it a church.
Some house in the hood. I'm like fucking putting stainless glass windows into a normal house.
Hey, everyone. So happy you're enjoying the podcast. Just got a quick announcement for you guys. Want to let you know I have finally found the right company to sponsor the podcast. I've been waiting for something that felt in alignment, something that made sense. And now here we are. We're with Keto Brains. I found Keto Brains organically 4 months ago in Lazy Acres. I saw my Ben friend was using it. And it was kind of in my field. I had seen it at Lazy Acres. I was like, okay, let me try this. So a few months ago, I grab a bag and I start putting it in my coffee. And before I was using butter, which was actually really hard to travel with because I'm traveling a lot. So like the sealable bag was a big thing for me. And I was like, oh my God, only has 5 ingredients. MCT powder, organic coconut milk powder, lion's mane, alpha GBC, L-theanine. That's it. 5 ingredients. No fillers, no weird preservatives, nothing like that. So gave it a try. I've been loving it ever since. So I met with Kyle and Molly, the owners, brother and sister duo based here in Santa Barbara. Beautiful people, very knowledgeable, and this is a family business. You know, this is a product that was made with love for their personal use that we now get to enjoy. And it's packed with all the good stuff, and I fucking notice when I'm not using it. So thank you, Keto Brains, for stocking me up, and I won't have to worry about that. They also have their own coffee, which is very cool. You can get your Keto Brains. You can save $5 if you hit the link in the description of this podcast. Keto Brains is the real deal. They're fucking with me. They're fucking with us. They rock with the community. So let's support them. Let's get healthy brains because we can't be out here trying to start a fucking revolution with dumb brains. Okay? Love you guys. Enjoy the rest of the episode. Get your keto brains. Peace. I know. You know, dude, churches are beautiful.
You'd have to sage that motherfucker, though.
Dude, you would have to fucking... You'd have to fucking fly somebody in from the Amazon.
To bless it.
Paint that place in ayahuasca.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah.
You gotta cleanse that place.
You know how when we started this, you were oming pretty much? You're going to do a retreat soon, you said, right? Eventually?
Yes.
And it's going to be kind of like personalized at first, right?
Well, yes. I'm hosting the retreat in October.
Okay.
But I'm going and doing a private week with this lady in August. Well, actually, it'll be first week of September, actually.
I think one of the first things you notice when you do like psychedelics with someone who's like truly in that world, like a shaman, you're like, oh, if we had this like from day one, like I would be levels ahead of where I'm at now. Like I had to go through a bunch of mushroom trips alone in my fucking mom's scary ass upstairs.
Yeah.
If I had this lady fucking singing, you know, blowing smoke on your chakras and singing the Icaros and waking up the jungle, dude, it's gonna be
this, well, the
blasting.
Society is just fucked. Like from the root, from the get, you're set up for failure.
You're pulled from this.
We've been thrust from the Gaian womb.
Yeah, dude. They took our keys.
And expelled into history sometime around the fall of the Roman Empire. Dude, what a savage. Imagine you're talking. Imagine Terrence, like, just in, like, Barcelona, right? Like, somewhere. He's, like, meeting some guy.
Hey, what have you been up to, Terrence?
Well, he's at the coffee shop, like, telling somebody that. Sometime around the fall of the Roman Empire.
The dude's
Empire.
Just like...
And this guy, like,
knew him a
Gaian
few years.
Womb?
Yeah. Who? Does she live around here?
Oh, my God.
Bro, he was in a band of freaks, though. They, like, really niched the market quick. Like, they were like, that's the thing, man. I always have to, like, revisit listening to him as if it's, like, first time again. Because there's so much content. Dude, there's this one. And it's kind of when things get, like I said, I don't agree with anything anybody says. Fully. Completely.
Everything.
Yeah, everything. Yeah. Anything.
How high are you?
I'm so high. Okay. But dude, words are hard for me regardless, right?
Oh, really? You're a podcaster.
But dude, there's a video where like he says like this wave flies over the world and it like happened. He has a year and it like shifted us into two dimensions. And in one dimension, we didn't have, I'm so sorry, but we didn't have Christianity. This is what he says. Like, we just can't help ourselves. But it's like a world without religion, basically. Well, he says Christianity in specific, and they are the UFOs that come and visit us. A mushroom trip showed him this. So, like, the UFO, like, in this story was, like, humans in this other dimension that got split from religion, and they just, like, excelled so much faster. And to me, it's just like, okay, you're, like, and I think he talks about it. He's like, when my thoughts get a little too crazy, I go, okay, we're writing a movie. Like,
right.
You know? And I do get what he's saying. He's like,
dude,
we
he
didn't
predicted
have
the
it.
World to end on his birthday.
That's
know,
sick. That's so
public
gangster.
Figure going into these things, saying the world is ending on his birthday.
And then that's another thing, though, because then people would be like, oh, yeah, well, in 2012 or whatever, like the world ended. And like, it actually did, though. We shifted dimensions. So like, people will always battle with that, you know?
Well, that could be true.
Right.
See, I do. That stuff does resonate with me. I do feel that.
I think recently we've shifted a dimension where everybody I know is being more creative.
A paradigm shifted.
Something happened.
Big
time.
It's
like, I haven't even like talked to this person forever and they're like grinding on something all of a sudden out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And everyone seems like possessed about it a bit.
Well, dude, I mean, we're just seeing too clearly. You're seeing too clearly all of the bullshit in your life and it's just like getting too painful.
I like that. That's a good explanation.
You know?
Yeah.
It's just too much. You know, you just do something. You keep having this feeling, you know, this doesn't feel like it used to. You just keep doing it, you know, sometimes for years, you know? And I feel like we've just like collectively reached a point where it's just like, no,
enough's
can't do it
enough.
Anymore. Can't do it anymore. It's time to make new decisions.
I like that. It really feels like everyone, and there's so much opportunity has happened recently. So there's new opportunity. Everyone's fed up with the shit. Dude, it's weird. We're in such a weird time. I'm sure everyone always thinks this when everyone's probably always like, the world's fucking ending. You know, this time is crazy, but this is the craziest time, dude.
You think?
I think so, man.
What about when like the world was flooding and shit? That had to be crazy.
Well, that was probably fucking crazy for 20 minutes to drown. You know, like, I'm talking crazy like human wise. Yeah, flooding, that's crazy earth-wise.
Yeah, but, like, dude, we stick stuff up our asses and, like, do VR and stuff.
Yeah. We also,
print
like,
money, yeah, go to work.
Tesla.
So like, stupid.
Oh, there's so much bad shit, for sure. For sure. I'm thinking of the
greatness. Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
like what we're doing right now. Sending satellites in the fucking sky, you know?
Yeah.
Just, like, the internet. I'm, like, VR, LSD. Sticking stuff up our ass. No, LSD, bro. Even drugs are becoming more, like, technologically set. Like, LSDs. Do you think they found the goats? They're here now, right? There's no new chemical that's going to come out that's better.
I don't believe that. I think that I because I've gotten downloads that I'm going to bring. Okay, so in Egyptian history, there is a psychedelic that they use, the blue lotus.
Yeah, I've read about it.
And I've Googled. You cannot find anything about people like using it today. I want to go there
and find them.
And I want to find, you know how like Terrence showed up in the Amazon and was just like, come on, people. Does anybody know? And like, he would like try to get to the root of it.
Yeah.
I feel like if I just book a like one way flight to Egypt and just go for like a month and I just like, I literally just like rent a car and I just go get my hands on the ground and just try to find.
Someone's grandma knew about it. That
right?
person. You still got a jar right
or
over here.
Or I go find it myself and do the damn thing.
Yeah. Now, is it? I think maybe the blue lily is something different. But the blue lily, it's in China, I believe. And it would like come down a river and just fuck everyone up. Like everyone collect them and just get fucked up.
Oh, wow. Sounds fun.
Right? There's so many. But
there's actually a lot of things.
Have you ever done a research chemical? Like, okay, so LSD is considered a research chemical.
Right, right, right.
But have you ever done a real research chemical where it's like 4-ACO? Like in a pill form or like, you know, like a DMT-looking crystal?
No.
I've done 4-ACO a few times.
I almost ordered sponge DMT, 5-bromo research chemical. Anyway,
see that it's okay. So there back in the day, it was like easy to buy shit online because it wasn't big yet.
Right.
So 4-ACO was labeled, and I have no idea if anyone knows about this, look it up, but it was labeled as synthetic psilocybin, and it came in a bunch of powder. And if you touched it, it fucking kicked in. So you had to put on gloves and cap it real tiny. And the reason I tell everybody, do not fuck with research chemicals. LSD is considered a research chemical, but it has a standing and a grounding. It has become, yeah, you know, it's good.
Yeah.
It's been passed, right?
Yes.
Research chemicals haven't fully gotten that. And like, although I don't think anything should be banned, but they should just be like super cautious. I knew this kid who's on his way to fucking Harvard, bro. He was a genius. This kid did research chemicals for like a month and he was never the same. Like, lives at his mom's house to this day. Can't talk to people. There's so many real dangers about this shit, and I just felt like I should say this before I say the dumb shit I did with it.
Yeah.
So I got a bunch of 4-ACO and it was the weirdest thing, dude. It's like psilocybin with energy in it, kind of. It's kind of like LSD meets psilocybin. And one of the craziest things I remember is I was seeing a lot of people with half faces, like smile and scary. Like, you know, both sides were like very prominent. And so I went into the bathroom and I looked at my tile of my bathroom and I was like, I could just like see God in the universe. And I was like, whatever, God, if you're going to take me, cause I like fucked up and did something, like it was too strong. You know, I was like, I was gone. I was blasted off and I laid my head on the sink and I thought God was like chopping my head off. So I go through this, like, I feel like this all really happened, right? In a different realm. And I look at them in the mirror and my head is gone and I have a bear head with diamond eyes. Like, what? And so vivid, so perfect. That's not really like how psychedelics really are for me. You know,
right,
this
right,
was
right.
Very, very visual. But like, you were still like, okay, I'm in my bathroom, right? It was so weird, dude.
That
so everyone's fun. Like, I want to do 4-ACO now. No, yeah.
Who says that?
Dude, it was oddly really fun, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because you could handle it very well, but you like still experience the trip and you're like, no, I am at my house still, right? It's very strange.
Dude, you got me want to eat some mushrooms right now.
Have you had a DMT blast off? Like a true, like, poof, 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 gone?
I haven't blasted off.
Yeah, no. I've been really successful at blasting people off. Maybe one day in the future. No. You're like, we'll film it right on the...
I will.
So you got me want to eat some
you
mushrooms.
You want to eat mushrooms?
Not tonight, but...
It's 11:21 p.m.
No shot.
No?
No, fuck no. Pussy. I got work in the morning, remember? You know?
Fucking running the streets of Wyandotte at 4 a.m.
God's chopping my head off. Just run. Oh, people are like, God. What is
you're happening? Just like a spooky kid, you know? Like, you're just like a...
Dude.
You're like a ghosty guy.
Trip Whip told me one time, he was like, bro, you know, like, when people have take, like, these big mushroom or LSD trips, they have this moment where, like, oh, my God, I'm Jesus. Like, oh, I have all the answers. He's like, you're the opposite. You're like, everything is Jesus, and I'm the devil. Right. He's like, bro, I feel so bad for you. There's like this big blissful ego moment too. He's like, even though you like have to get come back down, he's like, you have the opposite.
Damn.
And I've never had like the, oh, I'm Jesus. I've never once.
You think it's because your dad came at you with the buckle?
I was like,
you think it's the buckle?
Maybe it hit me. Yeah. Got me a good spot.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, do you think the buckle damaged your self-worth?
No, dude. I'll rip that belt back now. No. No. And maybe. I don't think it's buckle. I think I handled the buckle well.
Yeah, it's something
I learned
far
to dip
worse
and dodge.
Buckle,
yeah.
It's something way deeper.
It's fucking from other realms, dude, when I take mushrooms. That's what it is.
It's it?
It is. I think it's I've taken too many deep, deep mushroom trips solo with like no guidance in like the pitch black room and have literally just been like,
Terrence,
you know?
Wasn't Terrence guiding you?
I mean, to an extent. Eventually, you're all alone, though, you know?
Yeah.
Eventually, it's just you down there.
He
yeah.
dips.
There's no Terrence. It's just you.
Helps if you close your eyes, cowboy.
Yeah. No, he's all... dude, love it. Your guides take you so far in that deep realm, and then you're like...
Huh. You have to fend for yourself.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I can't believe that people say they take, like, 5 grams of mushrooms and, like, just have... To me, it's like you have to be getting bad mushrooms. If you're taking 5 grams of mushrooms and you're just chilling, there's no way.
Dude, I mean...
There's no way.
Like, haven't you seen those videos of, like, Mike Tyson eating
4 grams
bags of mushrooms on podcasts?
Yeah. Yeah, bro. I think it's just different for
What's
me.
Up with that?
He's probably eating them all the time, and your tolerance on mushrooms builds so
oh,
fast.
For sure. No, he says he does
like,
it all the time.
Yeah, you can't
He'll
do
eat,
that.
He'll eat, like, 5 grams and go work out at the gym.
But he's a fucking warrior. Yeah. I'm like, come on, buddy, you know? I'm yeah. like, hey, God, it's me.
You know, I'm good with stuff. You know,
yeah, I
know. Could, dude, I could.
I'm super good with LSD.
I could, oh, yeah.
I have I could no issues at all. Day. Mushrooms are the only thing. Bro, I'll smoke DMT, no problem. Come back and be like, whoo, that was crazy. Mushrooms, I'm like,
I feel like
I can't go to work
anything
enough.
Anything over
a
gram would be hard for me to handle in public.
Oh, yeah.
I've done it.
No.
Mike
I'm,
has a song. It's unreleased. It's on his Only Steve's. It's like. Too fucked up to be out in public.
That's sick.
I love
it.
I mean,
dude,
that's
so
sick.
Good. I love
it's,
him. But biggest like, fan
I,
ever now.
I enjoy that. I love like looking at, like, you know, I ate mushrooms at Venice Beach, California.
Yeah,
you
cool.
know what I mean? And it's
yeah,
just
I
like you're observing. You're observing from that lens. It's like,
but
I,
yeah,
I like it.
That gram is like, yeah, these are two different things. You know, once we're talking about 5 grams, it's like, two different worlds.
Oh,
obviously,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah, yeah,
you're not that's what I'm saying. There ain't no I can't be out in public on 5 grams.
No.
I can't even have someone really around me. Like
no.
this is gonna get real weird. I'm gonna go in the back room for a minute.
Bro.
Fucking breathe through this, you know?
5 grams is debilitating.
It is.
I can't move I can't even walk. You know?
No.
Like you literally can't even walk.
No,
you're in You're nailed to the cave.
You as are, dude.
Like, you're just, you know, you're fucking, you can't even move.
Yeah. I think my next 5 gram trip or my next big dose is going to be a lot better. I think I've really prepared myself now. Like, I took a real break and, like, fucking honed back in, you know, got healthy a bit.
Yeah.
Like, I was a mess doing it, too. So it's like you have to go through all these bullshit problems you're doing. Now I don't have to fucking worry about, like, oh, my God, I'm eating bad. And like,
right,
you know,
right.
I get to skip all that
now
and just get right to
testosterone.
Yeah, and I'm just like.
Does the mushroom condone if you have beyond steroids?
I feel so much better when I take them. I haven't talked to it about that, but it just like it was in this beat up little temple where it like had to, you know, watch where it stepped because it would crumble things.
Yeah.
Now it's just like, okay, it's getting a little better, like vascular, hitting around. Yeah. It's like, you're not a pussy boy anymore.
Yeah.
No, I really think it helps. I think getting healthy helps your psychedelic trips 100%.
How many grams are you and I doing?
When we do them?
Yeah, what do you think?
I think we should do like 3.5.
Bro, that's going to be fucking wild.
Yeah, that's right. We're in the pool. We're deep in the pool. We're at the end.
Dude, yeah.
We're at the end, and then there's just another like weird thing over there. Oh, we don't have to go see that weird thing. We'll stay right over here.
What's going to happen? That's exciting.
Oh, dude, we'll probably just be like laying in the grass, loving life.
Yeah.
You know?
Laying in the grass, loving life.
I'm like, oh, throwing up, crying. Hugging fast ass. Forward to real life.
Davey's like, dude, I'll be right back. Fucking up in the dark watching anime.
Hell no, dude. There's no watching anime. There's no looking at my phone, nothing.
Oh, dude.
I'm that's just even all
that
video
I posted that went off on Instagram. I was like coming down from mushrooms when I made it. Of me on the rocks, and I was like, no one knows anything. But
yeah,
I remember holding that, and like it was like
seeing moving. Through it.
It was like alive, you know. I was like, whoa, this is fucking wild,
bro. The screen, you can see every layer somehow, yeah. And it's real. Like me and Gabby have had. This time we were like tripping on mushrooms and we were looking at this story. We were reading it. Dude, and I thought it was in like fluorescent colors and I thought I could see like big red W. Like the words were huge. We look back at it and it's like this bullshit font, normal ass white, black, white screen with black words. But dude, when we were looking at it and reading it, it was like, dude, it was crazy.
Yeah the device is weird when you're booming.
It's like it starts fucking up a bit too. Like you're, I don't know. Like technology does not work for me when I'm tripping ever. Not entirely, you know, yeah. I'm not, but also you're fucked up. Of course, you're like probably not clicking the right way.
Yeah, man. You just want a hug.
Yeah, dude. Shit's out the window.
A hug and a tree and birds and singing.
Yeah, that's another thing. My next trip, I want to do it outside for sure.
Oh yeah. We got your yard.
I'm in the dungeon over here, you know? Yeah. The yard.
In the dryer.
It's on. In the dryer, like a fucking cat.
Dude, okay, you come down here washing towels. What's up, man?
I'm okay.
What's up, dude?
I'm okay. It's not okay at all.
Dude, can I just have a minute? You can't even look at me. You can't even look at me. You're like,
oh my God.
Looking over your shoulder.
Bro, that would
look,
be.
Look, dude. Hey, man. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm good.
I'm just washing the towels. Bro,
that's sad, bro. People get like that too, and I feel bad for those people. Oh, they're like yeah. really dude, I'm so good at getting people out of bad trips. Like that should be my real job. I love it. For real. I've helped so many people out of dark spots.
Make a career out of it.
When you go to like Burning Man and stuff, they have this whole like section that you can like fill out and do it as a volunteer, like volunteer work the whole time there. There's a whole big like spot for people who are having too bad of a trip. And a lot of times like a couple will come in. And, like, they'll sit down with the person. So, say, like, the girl's freaking out, like, losing her shit. And then the guy's, like, they'll finally, like, get the girl to calm down. And, like, maybe she, like, falls asleep. And then the dude will lose his shit. Like, he was only hanging on while she was. And, like,
jeez.
In duos, a lot of times when you, like, explore in the psychedelic world, like, someone anchors and someone floats. Mm. And it switches. And that's when I feel like you get the best chemistry. That's when I've had the best trips with other people.
Yeah.
But, so like, obviously, you can both float and be fucking in outer space, you know. Are too grounded to where you're both just in your own world. But when it's like the...
Yeah, that happens too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, I feel like it goes in like waves. Like it goes super internal. And then you guys are looking at each other and you're like, ah!
Yes,
and then it goes... And then you're locked back in. And then you're like, oh, dude. Oh,
yeah.
You're so great.
You're like meeting in the dance of it all. It's crazy, dude. Yeah.
I haven't really done it with people in a long time.
Bro, so I made the biggest mistake. This is a fucking... So I invited a friend... over and then I invited another friend over that were like I was very close with both of them but they weren't close with each other at all and we were supposed to do mushrooms together at my apartment but my friend that brought them didn't say we were doing 5 grams each so like you know what I mean like if I just had another really good friend or you had another really good friend but I didn't know them and we're all tripping so like I'm thinking everything's okay because all friends with everyone So one of the friends ruined breathwork for Gabby forever. Cause dude, he would do this thing where he'd go, oh, like very dark, like not good, you know? And so she was like, is that what it's like? Is that like deep breathwork? I was like, no. I was like, I don't know what that is. So we all take these 5 grams and I,
yeah, evil daddy.
Yeah, yes, dude. He's doing evil daddy's breathwork routine, bro. So we all take the 5 grams. I'm sitting on this couch. My other friend's sitting on this couch. Another friend's sitting on the ground. And right away, it starts kicking in super strong. And the one friend that's sitting on the couch, D, his skin starts getting pulled back like this to me. And I'm like, oh, like, here we go. And the other friend looks at me and goes, oh, like turns his head real fast and does it away. And I'm like, dude, fuck this. I stand up right away. And I'm like, fuck this. And I'm instantly blasted off. And so I'm thinking they're not my friends no more. They're doing this thing. And I'm like, fuck this and fuck the aliens. And then my one friend's like, dude, what are you talking about? I was like, no, I fucking universe. I got you right now. I was like, I see how it is. I was like pissed for some reason. Cause like, it was just dark and demented, quick and weird. And I was like, fuck the aliens. I don't care. Whatever that means. Right. I'm gone out of my mind. And my friend goes, dude, shut up. Like, stop yelling. I was like, dude, or what? Like, why are you fucking telling me to shut up? What's going to happen? The more aliens? Like, dude, I'm losing my mind. I was like, it's already all out in the open. Like, I was like, you know, like some crazy download had hit me to where it was like, I could see the inner works of the whole, like we were saying with the screen, I could see that in everything.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck this, dude. I see you, motherfucker. Yeah, I see you. Like the dark of it, yeah, too. I was like, you. And dude, so like that was, you know, that trip where I like ended up laying down and I was like, all right, guys, like you guys do your own thing. They're like not talking at all. You know, I'm like, I'm going to go in my own room. And so, dude, we come to find out. So I have that moment where I lay on the bed and I just feel like every fucking ant, every cow getting cut open and all the blood's rushing out. And I'm just on this like conveyor belt. And I was like, all the pain, dude, of like every like, because I was probably just buying like fucking shitty meat all the time, you know?
Not Angus. Even
yeah, Angus.
Yeah, that even mean?
From like a factory. And I felt all that animal's pain, dude. Yeah. I truly did. And I was like, damn. And I, you know, I've said this on Trip Whip's podcast when I was with you, I was like, at the very end, I was like, I just wish someone would eat me though. Like no matter what, as the cow, I was thinking that I was like, don't just fucking kill me and then not eat me. Bro. So like, it was like this release, bro. And then the fucking very ending of it, one of my buddy finally can get to his phone and he calls his girlfriend. And what happened was, so time actually went by. I thought I just blasted off, but like I was sitting on this couch forever before I said, fuck the aliens. Like this. So a lot, like hours went by, but for me, it was just like instantly to this. Right. And I guess we had a playlist and the song changed to like this heavy metal playlist. It was just like, duh, 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 when she got in, but I didn't even hear music, bro.
Oh.
So I was, you know, I was just gone. But like
that was guiding your trip.
Dude, she turned it off and it went right away. Boof.
Oh my
and I
God.
Saw all the beauty in the world again.
Bro, you can't be listening to heavy metal.
But no,
on
dude, we 2 hours of a playlist went by and it auto switched to another one. So now I always tell people, I'm like, if we're going to listen to music, I need to see 6 hours on that playlist.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
There's work.
Just fucking
and this is
time.
Like American shamanism shit you have to figure out.
Yeah.
You got to have your YouTube playlist,
fucking
right?
Fucking Trevor Hall on
deck. Yeah. It can't switch to fucking death metal.
Fucking Waka Flocka.
But in like what world does my shit ever switch to death metal? I was like, of course this one time, you know?
Bro.
On some weird mushroom playlist, it switched it up on us hours after. And she turned it off, dude, and I swear, it was just like, oh, thank you. I was like, I'm not a cow no more.
My God, bro. That's intense.
But yeah, this was one of the last times. And then so I was like, all right, I'm really doubling down on like how I trip with people. If I, you know, it's like, it's a very thought out process. I like it to be beautiful now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but that's your vibe.
I'm not
that's
into random encounters anymore.
No,
you know?
No. Not at all.
I know what I like and what kind of vibe I want to be in. And, you know, I just intuitively know.
Mm-hmm.
You just know.
I don't got to take experimental bites with stuff.
Yeah, you know. That's not to say I'm not having an adventure with life.
Right.
I know if I'm if I resonate with this situation.
Right.
I can feel
and
into
once
this situation.
Again, I always talk about this shit like it was last week. This was years ago.
Yeah,
this like,
was 10
we've
years
done
ago?
Tons of work. Yeah, this is probably like 7 years
really?
Ago.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've done, 5. It actually, yeah, 5 is it. But, dude, even since 5 years, it's fucking half
a
decade.
5 years ago, wasn't even alive. You know what I mean? Like, dude, bro, 5 years ago, dude, 5 years ago, I was in hell, bro. I was on anxiety medication, taking Tren in my chest every day, and testosterone, and
at 19, when you don't fucking, you know, you're already, you're like growing kid.
Oh, dude,
that's crazy.
I put myself in a suit. I hid myself in this big suit. So the last 5 years, it's been like chiseling out of the suit.
That's crazy.
I was in this big turtle shell, big hunched over.
This thing don't look hurt. At me,
you know, scared to wear a t-shirt. I'm the most jacked guy in the entire town. And it's the middle of summer and I got a hoodie on because I thought my arms looked small.
Bro.
Seriously. That was where I was 5 years ago.
Talk about male body dysmorphia. Holy
on
shit.
On the worst level.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Everyone has their own battles. That's fucked. I can't even imagine being like that. Like, that's so, you know, how everyone literally has their own battles in life that is like a similar hell of a different version. That's
and it's
crazy.
So, like, unique and weird
for
everybody.
Yeah, 100%. That's so funny. I wouldn't wear a t-shirt. Just sweating.
No, literally. I wouldn't wear a t-shirt.
Like, you're going to do
I would order
curling?
These jackets. I would always have a jacket on.
Wow, dude.
For real.
Like, what was the... Like, most people get in shape to show it off, and you're over here
I only showed it off on Instagram when I had the perfect pose and the perfect lighting. It was fucking whack, bro.
I love pathways, bro. The fact that path leads here is so amazing to me.
Right?
Like, what the fuck? Yeah, you don't like you weren't just born some hippie kid and just doing.
No.
Your dad didn't teach you to do this. Like, this is your whole life has been like this. I thought, you know.
Bro, I was walking out of the house. My dad looks at me, and goes, "Hippie queer." That's what he said. That's kind of. I mean, that's
bro.
That's the kind of
family
and like the, you know,
my
they're
God,
good
bro.
People, but
for
it's
sure.
Like
it's a personality.
You know, my fucking best friend growing up, John Cromer. Got diagnosed with diabetes. He like passed out and like got died in like eighth grade.
Ooh.
And he spends all this time in the hospital. It's this big thing. And he comes back. He walks in the house. My dad goes, "Sup, cancer kid?"
What the fuck,
called him
dude?
Cancer kid. He's like, "Jason, I don't have cancer."
Dude, people are different around here. Like, I mean, when I when you
so do you guys see on the podcast? I'm a sweet guy. I just the programming I was given is rough, bro. Like, because sometimes in my communication, I feel like I can come and I don't like that about myself.
That's the work.
I don't like when I start like I'll go back and look at clips of myself. I'm like, bro, settle down. Yeah. You get so intense. And it's just how I was raised with people screaming at all times. Just yell. That's how they talk. Yelling. They just yell.
Exactly.
And that's what I grew up around. I don't want to be like that. And I've done a lot of work to chill the fuck out. I've had to heal my nervous system.
It's really crazy, too, once you like get away from it. Which we very much have in our lives now. Yeah. We're aliens compared to our family. How, like, you know? But, like, you go back there, and they're still like this, and they still hold it up, and you're like, holy fuck. And, like, my dad is still same energy. My mom's still same energy. And I'm like, hey, I'm sorry, but you guys have to fucking calm down before we finish this conversation. Yeah. Why are we at 8?
It's too
what
much.
What are we like, and there's no reason to be going up. Like, we're talking about kitchen plates. Calm the fuck down. Let's get back to 3.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, dude, it's a trip. I think that's, you know, comes back to yesterday what you're saying, like the people who relate with us are the people that are from here. Cause if you're from here and like this area, you get it. You're like, dude, my family too. And it just breeds I don't know. I'm thankful from where I'm from now. Like I used to be like, oh man, I'm so lucky to just be born in California, but I'm so happy that I wasn't.
Oh dude, it's just as bad.
No,
you got a whole host of other problems.
Yeah, no, for sure. Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is like coming from a lower place is better
for sure.
You know
it's
what I mean?
Only up, baby. I don't want to
because it's
born
only
rich.
Up. It's only up.
Yeah,
you know
from
what I mean?
Where I'm at, bro, like, dude, I'm crushing it.
Like people Mackenzie knows, like,
oh, bro,
that she went to school with. Like, these people are in these they can't win.
Like, you don't have 7 businesses
everything.
Yet? Yeah,
they have everything and they can't win. Like, internally, they can't win because, you know, their dad the shadow funds their life or whatever it is. Like, that really hurt. I've met people. Because growing up in Ohio, I didn't know any rich people.
Right.
But, like, then once I, like, started living in California and stuff and I started meeting people, like, people in their 30s and stuff who their parents fund, their dad, like, since funds their one. Whole life. And they just are, like, there's, like,
talk
this,
about a trap.
There's, like, this emptiness in them, you know, this, like, hollowness where they just, like, they have it all. They got the BMW. They got the house in Laguna.
The
like,
girl,
because
they had the stuff. You know, like, they just have the life.
Yeah.
Off rip. Yeah. Partying because they got the fucking card.
But it doesn't feel good.
No.
My life feels really good.
Yeah. And it's like this. And when it probably does feel good, it probably so sad because when it comes back and you're like, oh, I was just lying. Like, you know, I'm fronting.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was
dude.
Just on cocaine.
Yeah. Telling everybody that is my BMW. Not that my dad bought, but telling them the first part, you right. know? Dude,
that's
fuck
sad.
That.
Dude, it's rough. Like, I think it's worse.
It's worse.
Like, meeting those people and, like, conversing with them. You know what I mean? Like, at least when I meet the fucking goofball, screwball wackos I went to school with, like, they're soulful people, at least, in some way. You know? Like, they're inspired. They're excited about something. Like, you meet these people, and it's just an alcohol dead in the eyes. It's just, like,
what are they gonna
weird...
do? Paint their rich dad a picture? They're like, hey, dad, look, I did something. And it just, like, everything falls flat all of a sudden. But I do love when I, you know someone who started off wealthy and then crushes it in their own path and they used it as a, like, if they use it right, it's amazing.
Oh, it's great.
You know, like, if you could fucking know to do it, but man, it's a double-edged sword type deal.
Yeah.
I think I'd be dead if I was born rich. I know
oh,
I would be.
Bro.
I know I would be.
Oh, dude. Dude, if I had access to, like, boats and cars and dude, it would be, I would be living like I would be dead too.
When back in like 10 years ago when I was a fucking crazy person, I was spending $150 a day on drugs every day. Like, so think about for years, like 2 years straight, $150 every day.
What does that come to a month?
Oh, dude.
That comes to, well, so 100 a day is, yeah, 3,500 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely spent that much on steroids every month.
Bro, and this is one
every
of the things
dollar
where
I made
we
went
instant,
to
like, our stories are
food.
Very similar in a different world, dude. It's
yeah,
crazy.
Right.
Yeah, and food, of course, right? And living. But, like,
well,
I
no,
lived with my
parents.
I was eating
6 meals a day.
Oh, right. I was not
I was
eating.
Force feeding myself.
I wasn't eating.
Yeah, I was on a whole other way. Yeah. I would wake up in the morning and just, I would eat, like, 4 muffins and a whole dozen eggs and tons of Nutella and, like.
That sounds good now. Bulking, baby.
No, yeah, dude, I was.
That's amazing, I was though. Bulking. That is expensive as fuck. So, dude, shout out to the farmer boys who, like, got that part cut out. And they're, like, still working out, but they have all the meat forever, you know?
Yeah.
No, dude, but it's crazy because it's, like, you think, okay, so many people were like, dude, I can't bring myself to make $150 a day, like, through whatever their passion is. But if you were a drug addict, you'd find it. You'd get $150 every day. You'd get more. And I thought that was a lot, dude. And then I went to rehab, and people spend, so I met this rich dude. And he was spending $10,000 every day. So between him and girls, you know? Like, he had a fucking harem. Yeah. Everyone's on fucking heroin shooting up in between their toes. Dude, this guy was a trip. And I still have him on Snapchat. And he's like, he made it out. We're like one of the only two people that I saw. Like, I mean, I didn't stick around with everybody. But I know a few people. And I'm like, damn, dude, some people made it out. It's crazy. He was an interesting character, though. But so I'm like, dude, if you get into anything, you're in LA, you're a rich kid. You're going to get the best drugs. That's it. I'm a wrap. I'm done. If that happened to me back then.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Need some good mushrooms.
Yeah, you need good mushrooms. And you can get those anywhere.
Dude, why does this have me wanting to go watch more YouTube things?
Oh, this it's that time of night.
Is it?
We're in a routine. Yeah.
Yeah.
How long did we
do? Oh, dude, we've been going for a while.
Oh, dude, the people are
gonna wrap this thing up?
Fucking nuts. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we came into this one. I came into this one so fucking high. So just be proud of me that I was even in the chair. Okay, everybody. Thank you.
Okay, everybody. Thank you. See ya.